Hello everyone, my name is Liam and I'm currently in my second year as a nursing undergraduate. I'm here today to talk to you about the practical training we do, which is undoubtedly a massive part of our degree. When I first applied to university, I assumed we'd spend our entire first term sitting in crowded lecture halls taking notes on biology and anatomy. However, the university actually starts us off with practical workshops right from week one, which was a brilliant surprise. They really believe in learning by doing. We cover a huge variety of subjects in our first 2 years, but recently we've been focusing heavily on hands-on physiotherapy modules. I originally thought we'd just be doing basic first aid or taking blood pressure, but this goes much deeper into physical rehabilitation and understanding how the human body moves. Before we even attempt to touch a real person, we have to master the absolute basics of safe patient handling. It's a fundamental skill. My tutor constantly stressed that while having raw physical strength is undoubtedly useful, maintaining the correct posture is the absolute key to moving someone safely. If you get your stance wrong, you're going to struggle, no matter how strong you are. Of course, to get the hang of this, we don't practice on our classmates straight away. That would be a recipe for disaster. Instead, we use plastic mannequins, which are specially weighted to feel like real human bodies. It's much safer than accidentally dropping a friend while you're still figuring out the mechanics of a lift. You're on your feet a huge amount during these training sessions, and it really takes it out of you. We were told by the university to buy a professional uniform, but the instructors continually emphasised that investing in comfortable shoes was the most crucial requirement for the ward environment. I quickly realised they were right after my first 8-hour shift on my feet. One of the trickiest manoeuvres we learned recently was transferring a patient from a standard hospital bed into a wheelchair. We practised getting them into a static armchair first, which wasn't too bad. But the chair with wheels requires you to lock the brakes securely and use a sliding board very carefully to ensure the patient doesn't slip. It's not just about the physical mechanics of the movement, though. You have to communicate effectively with the person you are assisting. You might think holding their hand or chatting about the weather is the best way to reassure them, but actually, giving them clear instructions about what is going to happen next is what truly keeps them calm. They need to know exactly when to stand or pivot. The whole point of mastering these safe handling techniques is to protect ourselves just as much as the patients. Nurses are notorious for getting sore shoulders from reaching across beds, but proper training drastically reduces the risk of long-term back injuries, which can unfortunately end a promising career prematurely if you aren't careful. Once we are proficient in the basic handling skills, we move on to the simulation ward. We don't just do routine daily checks there, like taking temperatures. The tutors occasionally throw in emergency scenarios to test how we react under extreme pressure. We might suddenly have to deal with a simulated cardiac arrest while safely lowering a patient to the floor. It's terrifying, but incredibly useful. Next month, I'll be starting my first proper placement in a real busy city hospital. I felt incredibly nervous about it just a few weeks ago, but thanks to all these intense hands-on modules, I now have a strong sense of confidence in my abilities. I know I still have a lot to learn, but I feel ready to get out there and start helping people.